What do we do when someone passes around the gummies? Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, helping you put down the bottle and pick up conscious, happy, healthy living. If you're a woman over 40, got it all together, but struggling with alcohol on the sly, this snippet is for you. They're all for you. Snippetland was created for you. Welcome. I'm Becca Jacobson. Today is Sanctuary Saturday, a segment of the snippets where we address specifically that first year of sobriety. Lot of S's in Snippetland. Gals, today I'm going to talk about something that I've been asked several times in the last few weeks. This question keeps arising, so let's talk it over. And the question is, what about THC, Becca? What's your take on that? Well, first of all, I'm not here to give you permission either way, and so that's not going to happen, but I am willing to give you my opinion on it. At the same time, right, we get to decide what we do. So there's kind of two parts to my answer on this. First of all, what does sobriety mean to you? Does it mean no foreign substances, no mood-altering substances? Does it mean complete freedom from things like THC or alcohol? And if so, where do you draw the line? Does it mean no excess sugar? Does it mean limiting your scrolling on social media? Where do we draw the line? Because THC, alcohol, scrolling, shopping, gambling, sex, they're all in there. They could all cause us problems, right? So in your own personal world, you need to decide what you vision your life to look like. What does your life look like? Does it matter to you that you don't want in your body substances that will change your mood? Then the answer is really obvious, isn't it? If it doesn't matter and you're like, no, it's just alcohol that messes with me, I'm fine with a little bit of THC now and then just for recreational purposes, then that's fine too. I honestly don't have an opinion on this one way or another in terms of your personal journey. But I do think there's something to be said for deciding to find out what it's like to stand with your emotions, learn how to let them flow, learn how to heal them, learn how to allow them, learn how to heal your past, learn how to show up for life without a crutch of any kind. I think that's a worthwhile undertaking, but it has to be a personal desire. That's what I wanted. And I'm here to tell you it wasn't easy. I went from alcohol to sugar, sugar to THC, THC to sugar, right? It's always default back to sugar. I finally got my life where I'm pretty satisfied. There's still too much sugar in my world. There really is. But I'm also not a perfectionist. I do my best, gals. But we, as humans, we need escape. And that's kind of another snippet. I have talked about that before, the need for escape. Meaning the need for a break from the monotony of life. And life can be very monotonous, despite the fact that it's precious. And we just need a break. It's just like, how do I just let go, let loose, and just relax and not have to feel guilty about it? If it's not THC and not alcohol and not sugar, then what can I do, Becca? Again, it's up to you, but there are ways. And I've discovered that I can get true joy. I can get euphoria in ways. In fact, I can get euphoria that feels better than any drug I've ever done, and I've probably done them all, or any drink I ever drank, from exercising, from hiking in the forest, from going biking, from meditation practice, from connecting with my higher source, with my higher self. These things bring me joy. But I also want to tell you this. They didn't in the beginning. They really didn't. Compared to a drink, they felt dry and very forced and way too much effort. It was like, oh my God, this is so much work. This is just a chore. This is what I'm supposed to do, but it feels like a chore. And what we want something that's easy, that takes the stress off, takes the pressure off. Now I can just kick back and relax. And hiking through the forest doesn't exactly sound like that, does it? So the truth of the matter is, early sobriety, the first year of sobriety, we got to find our way. We got to decide what's right for us, what path we want to take. And then once we've decided, give it a chance. Don't surface dwell it. Decide, look, I don't know how you get joy from meditation, but I'm going to give it a good, honest try for at least 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever it is, to find out what all the fuss is all about. Give yourself a fighting chance, because otherwise we just try something once or twice and then we're exhausted and then we're irritated and next thing you know, we're eating sugar again or chewing on a gummy or whatever it is we're doing. I'm not a prude. I have nothing against alcohol per se or even drugs. If people choose to do drugs, they choose to do drugs. That's fine. It really is, what do you want your life to look like? And since I've discovered that there is such joy to be had without any external substances or other obsessions, that is what I teach. That's what I help women do. It's not what I ask them to do. It's not like they come into my world and I say, okay, now, no gummies, no this, no that. I don't say anything. What we do try and do is not drink. Why? Not because I tell them not to drink, but because they came to me and said, Becca, I don't want to drink anymore. I mean, that's what we do, right? But as for anything else, it's your choice. So the real question when women ask me this, what's your take on THC, is I'm just putting it back at you, babe. What's your take on it? If you feel like you want to take it, why? Ask yourself why. At least be honest about it. What am I trying to escape? What do I want to change my mood for? Because that's all it's for. That's all THC is for. It's all alcohol is for. It's all any of it is for, is to change our state, right? And one of the most powerful things we learn in sobriety when we're on a journey of self-discovery is that we can change our state naturally. Let me say that again. We can change our state naturally. We can change our state by learning how to change our state. We don't need to pop a pill or chew on something or drink something. We can learn how to change our state in such powerful and profound ways that it's like the snap of a finger instant. Oh, I'm feeling this way. We learn how to release negative emotions, and that can be done in a matter of minutes. We learn how to bring joy into our hearts through certain practices. We can change our state, and why shouldn't we? If we're feeling off, we become so self-aware, we can recognize what the feeling is that we're feeling, and we understand where it came from, and we know how to change it for the better. Not that we need to resist or push aside. It's also not always about getting rid of a certain emotion. If you're having a negative emotion, sometimes an emotion just needs to be felt. Oh, look at that. I'm frustrated. Let me feel the frustration. We don't vent it, but we feel it. And that is, what is that? We should know if we've been around Snippet Land for a while. That's the letting go practice, right? So there's really something to be said for this journey. And that's what I encourage women to do. Not give up alcohol, not give up anything, but rather choose a journey of self-discovery. You're over 40. You're heading in one direction. We all are. What do you want to do with the last chapter of your life? And if your answer to that question is, I'm really not sure, then I'm so glad you're hearing my voice, because you're at least exploring. And I hope that this snippet has got you thinking, what do I want? What do I want? What is right for me? What do I want the outcome to look like? And you know, the truth of the matter is that when you're just starting out, these are pretty heavy questions. If a woman is in either her first week or two of sobriety or month of sobriety, or she hasn't even quit drinking yet, and she asked me this question, it's way too soon to answer that. But I know why I'm being asked. I'm being asked, Becca, if I don't drink today, can I have gummies instead? I'm not going to answer that question. It's a question you have to answer for yourself. So if you've decided alcohol's got to go, then give yourself a chance to feel what it feels like before you make decisions about what you are and aren't willing to put in your body. And not only that, but what you want your journey to look like. I'm an advocate for trying to find out what it's like to feel your emotions, learn how to manage your emotions, learn how to heal those wounds, learn how to face that past, learn how to forgive yourself. And I really don't think all of that can be done properly when we're changing our state artificially. But that's just my opinion. So there's a lot of food for thought here today, gals. And if you haven't thought through what's okay for you and what isn't, I encourage you to do that. And if you're not sure how to do it, one way would be through journaling. And I do have a journaling guide that I'm offering up this week. I've closed the sacred mirror for a little while. If you don't know what the Sacred Mirror is, it's very popular, very powerful. It's a simple online form. I ask you a couple of questions. You share a little bit of your story. It comes only to me and me only, literally. No assistant in between me and you. I read your little bit that you give me, and I turn on this microphone and send you back a reflection. So you can look forward to the Sacred Mirror opening again soon. But in the meantime, if you go to the show notes, tap the link, you'll find yourself in possession of a breathing guide, a journaling guide, a cleansing guide, and more. So sit down with your journal, pick up the journaling guide, and find out what's right for you on your journey of self-discovery. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.